Join the boys on Twitter at Steve Solomon, at 1TimMurray. I'm at ScottLynn980. Next guest is at Keith Hernandez. You know how to spell it. He joins us on the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Keith Hernandez, of course, first baseman, the great. Cardinals, Mets, five-time All-Star, co-MVP for the National League in 1979, two-time World Series champion. Mr. Hernandez, good morning. Welcome to SB Nation AM. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you very much. Coming up in just a couple of days, perfect Mother's Day gift in arrears. If you want to tell your mom, look, I'll get you something, but you're going to have to wait a day or two. The book is called I'm Keith Hernandez, available where fine books are sold on May 15th. Keith, what was the hardest part in detailing your memoir?
Well, the hardest part was the research. Thank God for the that website, baseballreference.com, because your memory, plays tricks on you. And the book is about my formative years. It kind of ends in 1980 at the end of April. So I went back and really went through every box score from my 1974 season when I broke in late August, 75, all the way up to 80. I went through every box score chronologically and actually read the the game summary where the balls were hit. So, and it is amazing how much it jogged my memory and brought things back. So I wanted the book to be accurate, and it's a tale of my struggle to become the player I became. It was no gravy train. I had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of failure, but a lot of success. So ultimately, I succeeded. But that's what I tried to portray in the book, is the formative years, what made me the player I became.
To weave football into it for a second, we here in sports media have had a field day, so to speak, with the Ben Roethlisberger stuff that he said about the recently drafted quarterback by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a lot's been made of, the old guy, young guy dynamic in that locker room, and how you don't want to see a team draft your replacement. But to that end, you had, great and crucial run-ins with guys like Bob Gibson. Can you talk about the importance of the, of the veteran young guy dynamic in that clubhouse?
Well, it was the great Cardinal teams of the 60s. I mean, when I got called up in late August, because Joe Torre was the first baseman, a veteran, and a batting champion in 71, and an MVP, by the way, they released Tim McCarver, and I took McCarver's spot on the roster, and McCarver was there in 1964 when they caught Gibson all those years, and 64 when they beat the Yankees, 67 when they beat the Red Sox, and 68. It was a changing of the guard. Everybody was getting older. Gibson was on his towards the end of his career. Lou Brock was still performing remarkably, and very fortunate to have played with him. So, there's job insecurity. But I will say this. Gibson got on me because it was old school. When in those days, when you were a rookie, it was like being a plebe at West Point. It's not that way today. And Gibson was the bad cop, and Lou was the good cop. And Joe Torre treated me just so wonderfully. We're good friends to this day. And, over the offseason after that 74, when I was called up, they traded him to the Mets, and I was the heir apparent, and made the club, and I didn't do well. I got sent down. I failed, and worked my way back.
Talking to Keith Hernandez, his book, I'm Keith Hernandez, order it now. Keith, I am curious, we had Kenny Banya from Seinfeld on last year. He only was in a handful of episodes, but people always bring that up to him. How many people on a daily basis bring up June 14th, 1987, and the magical loogie?
Well, believe it or not, when I'm traveling in airports, that's when people will come up. Because there's so many people walking around these airports, and I will get, people will come up behind me and say, "Can I help you move? What was it like to kiss Elaine? Nice game, pretty boy." I get the whole gamut there, which is hilarious. I mean, I was very fortunate to be on that show. It was an iconic sitcom, and that episode, I guess, it's pretty memorable. You know, I was very, very lucky that Jerry was a Met fan and grew up in Brooklyn, and I was his favorite player, and began the creative process to write this episode with me as the main guy.
So you go from that, an iconic show like Seinfeld, and people bring that up all the time to you. Now you're a social media star. You've got Haji, your cat that makes regular appearances. So when did this whole revelation start, Keith? I can't imagine you were on the Twitter sphere from day one. So at what point did you say, you know what, maybe I should just become a star on social media?
Well, I wish it was that way. I had a Twitter handle a couple of years ago, and I just didn't want to get involved in it, and I didn't do much on it, and I just got away from it. And then with the book coming out, and I have an apparel line, my booking agent, my literary agent, said, "Why don't you can promote the book on Twitter?" Well, it turned out that I like to write. And the two best classes, one best class I took in high school that is most I can utilize in today's life is I took typing. I can type, and so I just I like the Twitter because I can write. And then I realized I've had friends say, "Well, you know, you can video." I go, "Well, how do you video?" So they taught me how to video. So one morning I got up and decided to go get the paper. I always take Haji with me on my shoulder when I get the paper. And that went viral, and the rest is just basically history. I stay in touch. I get up in the morning, have my coffee. It takes around a half hour, just write a little bit, and talk about the Mets, talk about my life. Everybody wants a video of Haji, and he's right here right now, you know, walking around in my living room. But it's amazing how it took off. Within 72 hours, I had 20,000 followers, and now I have over 70, and it grows every day, and I'm enjoying it.
You're honest with your delivery, Keith. That's what makes you so beloved as an announcer, as an analyst, and what have you. So I'm sure the book was sort of an extension of the Twitter feeds, or vice versa. It's like, look, this is super cathartic, and I'm just being me, so why the hell not?
I agree, and I think that it's the other way around. The book was where it started, where I was able to express myself and express my formative years, which is what the book is about.
Final minute.
And,
with real quick, Keith, because I was going to say, I know you have to go. I know you have another appointment, as we like to say in the radio business. Real quick, the book is, again, I'm Keith Hernandez, available May 15th. Two final questions. Matt Harvey in Cincinnati, yay or nay?
Well, he'll be a free agent after next year. I can't see Matt in Cincinnati. He'll go there. He gets a second chance. He needs I think it's good for him to have a new environment, to try to pick up the pieces. He's had serious injury. I don't know if he'll ever be the same pitcher again, but I don't think that he's going to want to play in Cincinnati. He's lived in New York, and he's a guy that likes the bright lights, so I think that he'll probably opt for free agency after the season.
And Better Faces song, Stay With Me or the underrated Had Me a Real Good Time?
Say that again there. You totally threw me off.
No. I was reading about your admiration of Ronnie Lane and the music of
Ronnie Lane is fantastic.
Yes.
I love him. There's so many. April Fool's album. I mean, the album he cut with Pete Townsend is fabulous. A lot of his music was kind of Irish folk kind of music, which is just wonderful. I thought he was just such a talent. And I listen to him all the time, absolutely.
The late, great, happy birthday he made several with Pete Townsend. Happy birthday, With Love, Rough Mix in the late 70s, and tons of other stuff. I was more familiar with the Rod Stewart stuff with the Faces before he, you know.
Yeah, I was never a Faces fan that much, but earlier, I'm older than you probably, so I go back a little further. But the Rough Mix album is just wonderful.
A little older, but we all have an appreciation for your baseball career. And again, good luck with the book. It's called I'm Keith Hernandez. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Keith Hernandez joining us on the Quicken Loans guest hotline. Follow Keith on Twitter, by the way, at Keith Hernandez.